Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know what's waiting on me in the future. I just don't know. I don't know what I'll be doing 10 years from now. I just don't know. But I believe that I'll be singing or teaching God's holy word. Oh, it's in my heart. Dark and weary, I can't hardly find my way. Sometimes my burdens get so heavy that I can't stop having sleepless nights and lonely days. But I believe if I keep holding on, God is gonna comfort me and keep me strong. Cause it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is.
Serve the Lord.
It's way down on the inside.
It's in my heart.
Oh, Lord.
Serve the Lord.
God planted His love.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is.
Serve the Lord.
He put it down in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Come on, baby. Listen.
Lord.
Now, I've been singing for a long time. I'm not gonna give up. Said I got a made up mind, yeah. I've been lied on, mistreated by my so-called friends. But if I had another chance, I'd do it all again. It's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Oh, yeah.
It's in my heart.
Got it down in my heart. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Father, Father, I just want you to know I'm not doing this for shape, form, or fashion. I just want you to know it's down in my heart. The reason I'm here tonight, cause it's in my heart. And I want you to know, I want you to know, Mama and Daddy, when I was a little boy, Mama and Daddy raised us up in the church. They didn't send us to church, they took us to church. Can I get a witness out there? And if we got to the church house and act like we didn't want to go in, Mama would catch me in the collar and she'd drug. Mama and Daddy drug us to church house. I wish I had a witness out there and just planted it in my heart. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Good Lord. It's in my heart. Many times we didn't get paid, y'all, but I kept on singing anyway because I had it in my heart. Can I get a one witness? Can I get a one witness? Deep down in my heart, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, wait a minute, I'm not through yet. Y'all act like y'all don't know what we're doing up here. You got it?
It's in my heart. It's in my heart.
Oh, yeah.
It's in my
somebody asked me just the other day, said, "Heart, how can you shake a person's hand and you know they don't like you?" I told him, the reason I do it is in my heart. I got a phone call not too long ago. Somebody said, "Heart, how can you leave your family and go sing all the time?" I told him, I love my family.
Oh, yeah.
I love my family.
Yes, I do.
I love my family.
Oh, my.
But the reason I'm doing it. There's a reason I'm doing it.
There's a reason you're doing it.
Cause it's in my heart. I got to love my enemies. I got to love my friends. And whenever you see me, I'll be serving the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I like that.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Welcome to Eagles in Flight. Glory to God. Eagles in Flight Hour. Amen. I'm Apostle Marcus Dupree and Prophet Selena Dupree. We thank God for what He's about to do in this time, and we're going to get ready to start with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we give you praise, honor, glory. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank you, Lord God, for your presence and your power, your anointing. Right now, in Jesus' name, Lord God, show forth your glory, show forth your praise, Lord, as we come before you, Lord God, and we thank you right now as we surrender to you, Lord God, have your way, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as we surrender all, we thank you that you are the bread of life, and we thank you, Lord God, for feeding your flock, your people tonight, Lord God, in Jesus' name, we thank you right now for the words of our mouth, Lord God, to be released, Lord God, in Jesus' name, that's going to bring forth change, Lord, because we believe whatsoever we say, and we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for you touching every heart that's on this line tonight, even for those who are on the way, coming on the line. Thank you for pursuing, even as we continue to pursue you, Lord God. Thank you for the manifestation of your love in Jesus' mighty name. So, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for doing, hallelujah, for what you desire to do in our heart, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, Jesus, for your matchless presence, even for the results of your word, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I want to look at to John chapter 5. And we're going to start at verse 4. All right, and it says, "But I receive not testimony from man, but these things I say, that you might be saved. He was a burning and shining light, and you were willing for a season to rejoice in this light. But I have greater witness than that of John, for the works that works for the works which the Father have given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. And the Father himself has sent me, has borne witness of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. And you have not his abiding word in you. For whom he has sent, him ye believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And you will not come to me that you might live. I have received not honor from men, but I know you, that you have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his name, his own name, you will receive. How can you believe which receive honor of one of another, and seek not the honor of that cometh from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, even Moses, in whom you trust. For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me. He wrote, but if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words? And let's go to John chapter 15. John chapter 15, verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that abideth not fruit, that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. All right. Tonight, I want to talk about his abiding word. His abiding word. Amen. Glory to God. His abiding word. That word, there's something about the word. Amen. The word of God that makes everything all right. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing in life, no matter which way the enemy's trying to come, there's something about his word that makes everything all right. I just want you to know that no matter how the enemy tries to come to you, no matter how he tries to fit it, you know, no matter how he tries to slip you a Mickey, no matter how he tries to come, there's something about God's word that's going to make the difference. That word abide, and look at the word abide. Abide means to accept. Bear something bad, unpleasant, to stay or live somewhere, to remain, continue, to wait for, await, to endure without yielding, to bear patiently, tolerate, to accept without objection. Talk about his abiding word. There's something about his word, as he, once again, as you get that word in you. I want to go back and focus. Verse 38 of John chapter 5 says, and you have not his word abiding in you, for whom you have sent him you believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are which testify of him. So he says, you don't even have the word abiding in you. How can you know me? Search the scriptures. And then we look at John chapter 15. You know, we want to really work this area here tonight. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he take away. And every branch that bear fruit, he purge it, that bring forth more fruit. Understand, God is a productive God. God is a God of productivity. God is a God that bring forth, bear fruit. Everything he made had a seed of his own kind in it. Amen. It was able to produce more from that one start. So when we understand the kingdom mindset with God, God wants to produce. He wants whatever he has to produce, to be fruitful, to multiply. That was, if we look in Genesis chapter 1 and 26, commandment he gave to us, years ago, a word that he spoke to Adam, referred to Adam and Eve from the beginning. He said, let us make man in our own likeness, man in our likeness and our image, our own image and our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the air, the fish of the sea, excuse me, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, he created them. And verse 20, as we wouldn't go, and God blessed them and said, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that creeps upon the earth. So here we see from the very beginning, God had increase on his mind. Amen. So even through the years, God never changed. He said, I'm the Lord thy God, and I change not. God was productive then. He's still productive now. So here, we see here, verse 2 says, every branch in me, of John chapter 15, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he take away. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he take away. So now we see here, he says, every branch in me that's connected to him, he taketh away. So, I mean, if it doesn't bear fruit, if it's not productive, God don't really have no use for it. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, excuse me, he taketh away. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it that it bring forth more fruit. So if you are connected to God, you have the opportunity to be productive for God. You have opportunity to produce for God. God can use you. You can, but if you're connected, but then, yes, there's some kind of blockage or something going on that's causing a blockage for you, causing you not to produce, then there's a problem. Amen. He purge it that it bring forth more fruit. Once again, God is a God of production. He wants productivity. He wants to increase. He wants increase. So here we see how he purges it that it bring forth more fruit. So he's going to cause some things to happen to cut away some things that's not in your life. As a matter of fact, that's hindering you, that could be hindering you from actually producing for him. So he's going to allow some things to fall off or get cut off, whichever way. And so then from that point, now he can cause you to begin to increase. See, the cutting away has to happen first before the increase. So even let me meditate on that point for a second. So if we're looking at the way he told me, if he said he purged you, then you bring forth more fruit. Now, you could be one who have a lot of people connected to you. You could have one who has some old friends since you all been in high school, elementary school. Oh, my roadie. You know, okay, but the thing is, God knows as long as you and your roadie connected, he can't get too much out of you. He knows that as long as you connected with JoJo, sooner or later, JoJo going to have you do something illegal. He knows that somehow, sooner or later, you'll find yourself doing something you ain't got no business doing. And as long as you're connected with JoJo, you will not grow in God. So, but God loves you. And God has favored you. He wants you to reproduce in the kingdom. So what he's going to do, in order for him to see the fruit out of your life, he may allow you he might allow JoJo to get cut off from you. Somehow JoJo wife might have a epiphany and say, you know what, I think I want to move to Alaska. And JoJo might try to fight it, but if JoJo wants peace in his house, he better go. If he wants peace in his house, he better go. So God may allow, he may just your old roadie since old high school, but he may allow him to get cut out your life in order for you to produce. And you may find out, you may begin to see life in a different place because now JoJo is gone. This is what Isaiah said, the day that King Isaiah died, he saw the Lord sitting on the throne. Sometimes God has to allow some things of people to move out of our way so we can really see God. And that's where, you know, some things may happen for you. He may have to allow some things to get cut out of your life, people to drop off out of your life in order for you to begin to see God for himself. See, as long as some people are right there and have access to you, you would never depend on God truly by yourself. You know, or for instance, you know, you may, every time you get in a bind, so somebody always bailing you out. But see, now God has you to a point to where now you have no choice but to depend on him, because now the one who you've been relying on for help, you can't get to him now. So now you got to trust God. If we want to produce anything for God, anything in life for God, through God, we have to embrace our process. We cannot try and find an easy way out from going through what we have to go through in order for us to get to what God wants to get to. Don't ask me to say it. I can't say it again. But the thing is, God wants you to, he wants you to trust him in the midst of your process of getting to that place where he wants you to be. And it may cost you some things. It may cost you some friends. It may cost you some other ones. But when you talk about having his abiding word in you, that abiding word is going to begin to do some things in your life. It's going to begin to mess with you sometimes. It just when you think that, you know, I can, you know, you can read that word and you just read the word, but then after a while, see, once you read the word, then that word hits you. You are now accountable because of the word that you just read. And once God gives you that revelation, how it fits in your life, now that abiding word really starting to cut. See, you can't just put the word down and say, well, Lord, I didn't see that. No, you saw it. You understood loud and clear. When you read that, the first word you saw was JoJo's face. And you knew what God was talking about. And so God starts, you know, having a little song playing back in your head. The only thing you're thinking of, I think I better let it go. I better let him go. But see, JoJo's going to cost you. The more and more you hold on to JoJo there, he's going to cost you. Or it could be Sister Sarah costing you. But in order for us to get to where we have to go to in God, we have to allow some things to be purged, cut away, cut out, cut off, that it may bring forth more fruit. See, the thing is, God recognizes your potential to produce for him. He recognized that you are good ground. He had already invested in you. But also, God is looking for a return out of your life. If he's looking for a return, it's going to cost you something. You have to allow him to work with you. Now, verse 3 says, now you are clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. Now he has spoken his word through you. That word begin to clean you out from the inside out. Clean your heart. Work on your mind. Renew the right spirit within you. That word begin to work in you. Begin to clean you out. Make you productive for him. Amen. Verse 4, abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the true, in the vine. No more can you except you abide in me. Now once again, let's look at that word abide. That word abide means to accept, to bear someone or something bad or unpleasant, to stay or live somewhere, to remain or continue. Now let's see here. Accept me, and I accept you, or bear me, and I bear you. Then we also have to live or stay in me, and I live and stay in you. I like that one. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide, in the vine. No more can you, except you, stay or live in me. See, that abiding word is going to work on you even when you sleep. That abiding word is going to work on you even when you're not thinking about it sometime. That abiding word is going to work on you when you don't even have your Bible open sometime. Because the word is going to deal with you. It's going to deal with you. Let's go to Psalm 119. I just want to point this one scripture out. And let's go to verse 17. Amen. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Deal bountifully. Deal much. A whole lot with thy servant. When I begin to see that word bountiful, it really lets me know God is really targeting you and really holding it on you. That I may live thy word. See, in order for you to live in the things of God, you will have to stay plugged in. That word will have to abide in you. That you live and you keep his word. Amen. You can't do without the word. You can't expect to grow without the word. You need the word to grow. Amen. He says, deal bountifully with thy servant that I may live and keep thy word. The more you begin to feed on the word of God, the more you begin to read and receive the word of God, the more you begin to hold that word in your heart. The more you begin to retain that word in your heart. That's why the enemy tries to fight your reading time, your studying time, because he don't want that word to begin to abide in you. As that word begins to abide in you, now you have some staying power because that word is living in you. That word is remaining in you. That word is that staying right there is beginning to work on your heart. So it's almost like the word is beginning to do a work, and every now and then you have to go change the filter, dump out the stuff. That abiding word, as you get enough word in you, that word is beginning to clean you up from the inside out. You ever had a detox? And that detox begin to clean you from the inside out, and you feel so clean afterwards? That's what that word does with you. That's why we have to continue to get that word in us. He says in verse 18, says, open thy my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Amen. So as we see, as we open our eyes, we're going to see some great things as we allow the word to deal with us. Deal bountifully with thy servant, O, that I may live. See, without that abiding word, there's no life flowing in you. See, the words that he speaks are words of life. See, the word, the letter quickens, but the spirit gives life. And so when the word of God begins to come alive to us, is bringing new life to us. It's causing us to be stirred. It's causing us to live. It's causing us to move. It's causing us to act on life. There's a lot of things in our life that won't be activated till that word begin to hit it and begin to deal with you. As we allow the Lord to begin to deal with our hearts, some of you won't even start careers until that word get in your heart. Some of you won't see real change till that word get in your heart. That's what it's going to take for you to move. And see, keep that word. Not only just hear that word, but hold on to that word. When your heart holds on to that word, it's a powerful thing because you won't let go. Because sometimes all you have is just one word to make the difference. So when we see that, now let's go to Romans chapter 12. Once again, that abiding word, when that abiding word begins to work in you, is working some stuff out of you. And this is why sometimes you find you, as you walk in, you start getting the word, you start having dreams about certain stuff that you're like, where did this come from? I've been over this thing years ago. You begin to have flashbacks to certain things. As you work in throughout the day or walk out of school, all of a sudden certain things may flash in your, you may flash in your mind. So where did that thought come from? Or image? It may flash before you. See, that body and word is also cleaning out some chambers in your heart. Well, as you allow that word to get in you, is once again, it's starting to clean some stuff out of you. So certain areas of your heart that you have not allowed the God to work in, that body and word is beginning to work and deal with those areas, kicking in some doors, cleaning some things out. And sometimes our body and word begin to mess with us because sometimes we don't want to let things go. We want to hold on to that thing. It's very easy and comfortable to hold on to pain when you don't want to deal with it. When you don't want to deal with it. Verse 12, chapter 12, verse 1, Romans. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Your body is a living sacrifice to God. He said, he goes on to say, which is the sacrifice holy, set apart, and acceptable unto God. That word, and that means God going to actually receive it. Which is your reasonable service, which is the least you can do. So let's look at that. He said, you present your body as a living sacrifice. See, with the abiding word, we have to remember this. The abiding word is working in us, but we got to also remember this life that we live is not our own anymore. So as you allow, you change from being a owner to now a steward of your body. So here it is, the word of God is being, the abiding word is beginning to deal with your heart, get your attention on some things, beginning to wrestle with you. You may use being to wrestle with it. Verse 2 says, and be not conformed to this world. Do not be conformed to this world. See, the abiding word, see, the word of God is from the kingdom of God. It's, of course, Jesus is the word. So the word is going to be the word. It's going to do what the word do. Amen. So we have to allow the word to also rebuild our hearts in those areas that we may have been broken in and everything. That word is going to do some work on the inside of us. But also, too, I want to see conforming to the world. That word is going to challenge us not to conform. Because see, the word of God, the world has been built on the process of Antichrist, where he's trying to get you away from God, not going to God. And so as we begin to allow the abiding word to deal with our hearts, we will begin to see some things change. So that's why he don't want you to conform to this world. Be transformed. Transformed. When something is transformed, that means it's changed by the renewing of your mind. See, the abiding word is the transformer that's going to renew your mind. That abiding word is going to cause change to happen. It's going to begin to challenge your thinking, begin to challenge your thought process, but begin to challenge you who you know to be to yourself. As it challenges you, it's going to cause you, provoke you to come up. And as it provokes you to come up, you will realize how much God really cares about you, that he's allowing change to happen. He's trying to help you to walk in a good life. It's not always marked by things. But as the abiding word begins to deal, it's going to cause you to step up in some areas. Live holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You have to renew your mind, make your mind new again because of the way this abiding word begins to deal with you. See, you rehearse the word. The more you begin to rehearse the word inside of you, the more you begin to shape and change the way you're thinking. It's like a tree being chopped down. The more one time chopping, it may not come down. But as you begin to chop, sooner or later, it's going to have to give up. And timber, that's what it does. All right. So he says, renew your mind that you may prove. Uh-oh. Who got something to prove? God, you got something to prove to me. as the word abides in you, God want to make sure you approved. You've been proven by the word. If he trusts, if you trust him, he's going to show himself strong in your life. Transformed by the renewing of your mind, making your mind new again, that you may prove what is a good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Was that good and acceptable and perfect will of God? That abiding word needs to abide in you, needs to do a new thing. So as you continue to read the word of God and allow the word to minister to who you are, let it minister to your core. Put the word in you in order for abide, for the abiding to begin. Then we're going to see here, let's go to back to 15, John chapter 15. Okay, verse 5 says, and I am the vine, you are the branches. Abide in me, and I in you. So once again, here now we see the word telling you, you abide in you, and you abide in me. As you let me abide in you, and you gonna abide in me, I'm changing you. I'm going to make the difference. I'm going to cause some things to happen that you couldn't do in your own life. Amen. You know how many people try to say they're going to change? You ask them about coming to church or getting saved. Well, I'm going to get right first. Then I'm going to come. What sense does it make for you to try and get right first before you come there? Amen. That abiding word is going to move in your life. Amen. As we go a little further. Matter of fact, let's see. Abide in me and I in you, the same bringing forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Without the abiding word you can't produce. You're not going to do anything. Amen. That's why it's very important to understand. You got to be connected. Without this connection to God, you're not going to produce. You might as well get ready for a hard life. It's not going to happen. Amen. So, amen. So, we see that. Amen. Let's go to verse 6. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and withers, and is withered. And men gather them, cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Amen. So we see how important it is for us to stay connected to God. And let's look at verse 6. If a man abide not in me, he is cast. Oh, I'm sorry. Verse 7. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you should ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. If you abide in me, and he said, my word abide in you, man, many people will be surprised and shocked how much that word is working on your life, that abiding word. See, Jesus here acts as the abiding word. He said, if I abide in you and you abide in me. As we begin to do this, we begin to tap in to some supernatural things. We begin to see how God begins to use you. Let's go to John chapter 15. Okay, 15 verse 7 says, if you abide in me, my words abide in you, you should ask what you will, and it should be done unto you. So without the abiding word, we can't get the results that we're looking from Jesus. We need the abiding word to function and flow through us. Amen. So as we continue to trust God, let's remember to let the word continue to abide in us. As we continue to put the word in, it's going to be that word coming out. Amen. So as we continue to see how the word of God begins to come alive, he says, if you abide in me, my words abide in you, you should ask what you will, and it should be done unto you. Glory to God. So if, you know, even as we continue to let the word abide in us, sometimes it makes us feel a little uncomfortable because the word begins to cut, chopping into their source. So inside, we could be screaming. But look like we got together on the outside. This is how God wants to move. He wants to move even in those areas when we think we got it down pat. He wants to show us, no, you don't. I got you. Amen. Amen. All right. So, see, we're going to do one more. All right. So, let's go to back to 14, verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I shall do, those shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, in the Father my glory, be my glorified. May be glorified in the Son. All right, so the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Amen. So see, that didn't happen until the abiding took place. When the abiding took place of the word, it prepared your heart to ask. When the abiding take place inside of you, in your body, the abiding take place in the word, then comes the liberty to ask. You know, then you was able to ask. So that part is essential. It must happen in order for some change to happen. We got to make sure that we get the word in us, begin to let the word abide in us, let it remain in us, stay in us. And this comes from constantly putting the word back in us, begin to deal with us. Amen. As we allow the Lord to really deal with us, now it puts us in position for God to bring forth increase. You know, so here he is. We see how, as we continue to trust him, he's bringing this thing to pass. He's causing it to happen. So can God trust you to get your word, get his word inside of you? Can he trust to know that you're going to stand your ground? Amen. Whatever the word say, that's going to be the final say. Amen. Will you hold it together when everything wants to fall apart? Well, you have to trust the word of God that's inside of you. Amen. But you, once again, you got to put the word in you in order for you to come out with it. It is downright necessary for you to really get the word in you, abiding in you, because you can read a scripture, one scripture a day, and you can meditate, chew on the thing for a few days. Lord, reveal this thing to me. What am I missing? What am I not seeing? And so as he does that, he's going to begin to show himself strong through your life, and people will have no choice but to acknowledge who you are in him. All right, so amen. We're going to skip and stop there, but as we continue to see, as we continue to talk on that, on the subject a little more, but this is why your growth can either be going, it can be good, it can be bad, it can be ugly. So as we continue to abide in the word, it's going to provoke us to change. This is how hearts are changed. Well, matter of fact, let me just give this scripture here. Let's go to Psalm 19. That'll put a pretty... I'm not going to read all this other stuff, but I'm going to go to verse 11. Let's go to verse 10. More to be desired than are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned. And in keeping of them, there is great reward. Who can understand his faults? Cleanse thou his way from secret faults. Amen. To keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sin, lest let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be, I should be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. So he said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart. See, when we begin to meditate on the word day and night, as we begin to allow this word to begin to deal with us in such a way, now we are allowing God to really have free course to do what he needs to be done. So the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. So as we allow the Lord to deal with our hearts, we begin to see the hand of the Redeemer. He begin to change some things. He begin to bring some things up to par, up to the place where it needs to be. Some things are so outdated in our hearts as we go so long that we forget it's even there. And as that abiding word begins to minister to us, then we begin to see change happen. But some things, some change won't happen until we allow God to come in, until we allow his word to come into us. And as we allow the word to come into us, now we begin to see the word in action as it begins to work on us or inside of us. Amen. Be acceptable on thy side, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He is your strength and your redeemer. He is your strength and redeemer. So that goes to show you, when you're feeling weak, get the word in you. You know, you feel like you're about to lose hope, or even there's no hope for you. You feel like it. That's how you feel. We need the word of God to abide in your heart. So tonight we're talking about that abiding word. The abiding word inside of you is able to pick you up even when you're feeling down. Amen. I do apologize for anyone who needs to call in. The number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Press Q to get in the question box. Amen. Press 1 to get in the question box. Oh, gosh. But amen. But once again, so we thank God for his abiding word. That his abiding word begins to work in our hearts, amen, and give us a new life. You know, some change won't begin to happen until we allow the word to begin to change first with our heart, and everything else to change, everything else to follow. Amen. So, once again, so we encourage each and every one who's listening. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I deal with every heart that's on this line right now as they hear about the abiding word. Thank you for that abiding word to begin to minister to them, Lord Jesus. We thank you right now for giving them for your progress in Jesus' name. Thank you for letting them see, Lord God, and understand that your word abiding in them, Lord God, will bring forth transmission, will bring forth change in their lives, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for moving mightily inside of them, even upon them, in Jesus' mighty name. Let that abiding word live and bring forth new life. As the abiding word begins to minister and dig deep inside of them, thank you right now for the results of your word in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. You're awesome and you're mighty. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Father. Amen. All right, so tonight, once again, we talk about the abiding word. And amen. We just thank God for each and every one. And we just pray that, you know, that you continue to receive, amen, from the word of God, and that you continue to play the word, begin to play and grow. That number to call in once again, 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, press 1 to get in the queue box, amen. Hallelujah. So in the meantime, while we're waiting, we just want to make mention about Eagles Wings International Ministries. We are a church with and without walls. We have services on Sundays at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time as well. And we have intercessory prayer Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you can join us for any one of those services, amen. The number for that, the number for the services. Excuse me, 843-619-0410. 843-619-0410. So, amen. We're going to allow you to, anyone who has never, well, we actually just come on out and join us, amen, as we go and break the bread of life, the word of God, amen, as we go in together. Amen. We will see the hand of God moving. We'll see His precious presence resting with us. Amen. So, all right. Amen. All right. Glory to God. And this the week of the November 17th. Join us. Amen. Join us once again at Eagles Wings International Ministries. We will have our Eagles in Flight. We will have all the Eagles. There's all our ministers' leadership. It's in our leadership. All our Eagles in leadership, we will have them speak on that week. Amen. It's going to be a powerful week. It's going to be awesome. Amen. We have some anointed men and women of God who belong to Eagles Wings and who's flowing there. Amen. So we want to just encourage you all to come and partake with us. Amen. As you explore the Word of God and go forth and hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen. And what He's speaking to the church right now. So once again, we think if no one's calling in, we thank God for each and every one of you, and thank God for how He is moving progress with us tonight. Amen. Once again, the word tonight was the abiding word. The abiding word of God. The abiding word of God. Amen. So let our word abide in you as you abide in Him. Amen. So be encouraged. God bless you all. Have an awesome night. Amen.
Pastor. Hello, 908.
Yes.
Pastor, you back? Pastor.
Yeah, because I'm still on. Yes, go ahead.
Go ahead. I think she's going to say something this time.
Okay, great. No problem.
Apostle?
Yes.
Yes. Do you have anybody else on the line? This is, like, private. Like, I need to talk to you. If you call my phone number private, because this is a serious issue that I need to talk to you about, more than one topic. It don't need to be long, but I just don't want to talk about anybody else.
Oh, okay. Well, I tell you what. Call the line. As soon as they get off, call the line. Okay.
You'll be able to talk on that line?
Yes.
Okay, I'll call you right now. All right.
She got the line?
It's 843.
Yeah, I got that one. It's in my phone. I got it stored in
okay.
my phone, Apostle. Thank you.
Okay.
God bless
no
you
problem.
Guys. Amen.
Okay, God bless. All right. Okay.
All right, thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Okay, Apostle.
Ha ha ha.